do we have here? A man. Yes, a weak, pathetic little mortal. Who am I? Who am I? Do you really have to ask? Isn't it obvious? I am the queen of all that is hidden beyond the veil. Or maybe you might recognize me as the demon queen. Perhaps just demon or monster of the night. It may be that succubus queen is how your tongue forms the words. Whatever you want to call me. Well, it doesn't matter much to me. I take any form or name that fulfills my wants and needs at the time. I am Lilith, and you are mine now. Did I see you shudder? Well, that makes this all the more exciting. Do what you must, as long as you remember your place. Yes, there are tales of me stealing the babies and infants in the darkness of night. But my reasons for taking babies are no concern of yours. So let's just say that I do what I need and what I want. But you are not a baby, are you? You are a man. And tonight, I am here for you. Yes. I've heard that one many, many times before. My girlfriend will be here soon. My friend is coming over. Is that right? No one is coming for you. I've made sure of it. And besides, why would you want to miss out on having me play with you? How astute of you. It is true that I have been known to drink the blood and even feast on the flesh of men. But you should know, I only feel compelled to do this if a man displeases me. After all, I am a woman. I will use any means and all means to get what I want. Tell me, why should I spare your life? There are plenty of other men left in this world for me to do with as I please. What makes you special? Why should I not kill you right now? You help make the world a better place. I will not be swayed by such petty things. And besides, do you not see that this world was doomed from the start? This world with its demands and expectations that contribute to the well-being and satisfaction of only a few. It was in this very world that man tried to bind me and stifle my own wants and desires. But rather than bend myself to the will of a man, I broke all who would dare to stand in my way instead. Now my satisfaction comes from ripping apart the ego of a man. For bared souls do not require the oppression of another. This world is the world of the damned. And I say this, having seen hell many, many times before. Only the cruel survive here. Although, I won't stop you from trying your best to be the light in this world, as they say. It is a far more entertaining endeavor than simply setting the world on fire and watching it burn. Give me more of a reason to keep you alive. Or at least a reason to play with you for a little longer. You have so much left that you want to do. Ah yes, I've heard this one plenty of times before. It is a fair enough reason, but be honest with me, mortal. Are you really afraid of not having lived enough? Or are you afraid of death? What an amusing answer. Your wit and honesty please me. Let's move on to something more stimulating then. What is it? Why that scared look on your face? Now is not the time for fear. That comes later. Or do you think you will be unable to satisfy me? Giving up before we've even started, I see. Perhaps you are bound to displease me after all. I'll admit that most have failed to entertain me. With your very own life on the line, well, you would think that a man would do anything to succeed. But men are too full of pride to submit completely to me. And when that happens, well, they die accordingly. What will your fate be now that your life hangs in the balance? You are ready to prove yourself. Or will you be like all the others? Ah, yes. Beg me to give you a chance to succeed. Beg me to let you live. You want to give me everything you possibly can to enrapture me. Don't throw around words you aren't willing to commit to. Well, you know, that type of dedication requires all of yourself to do. Every ounce of your body needs to be committed to the task, and every drop of your soul. All that is needed is for you to give yourself over to me, your true self, and to let me make that part of yourself a part of me for such a small, short amount of time. I simply don't think you're up for the task. But I'd so love to be proven wrong. Do you think you can help me with that? To prove me wrong, I mean. Beg me for it. Your pleading alone is so delightful. Very well then, I will give you a chance to captivate me. But this is a warning. Do not waste my time. I may have an infinite amount of it, and you, very, very few precious seconds in comparison. But I still value my moments, as you should learn to do very quickly. For if you displease me, you will not live to see the break of dawn. Every move you make and every word you say should be done with purpose and veracity while in my presence. For I am easily bored, after all, and I care very little for half-hearted attempts, and even less so for deception. I am your queen, after all. So, if you are unable to give yourself over to me completely, then I will end your life. Without remorse? Yes. It pleases me that you understand so well. Yes, I will dispose of you without a second thought. In a world of kill or be killed, I'm a murderess. I will rip out your throat with my bare hands and lick the blood from my fingers with delight. I hope you're feeling motivated now, my little plaything. Kneel before me in submission. I like it best when you grovel on your knees and show me your gratitude for having the honor at attempting to delight me. Show me your true self, human. I beg of you. Show me who you are, and I'll show you the true meaning of life and elation. Now, crawl over here to me. That's right. Crawl over here on your hands and knees like a good boy. Good. Good. You're doing so well already. Now it's time to show me how motivated you really are. Show me that your words have value through action. You're gonna show me how much you wanna live by how well you kiss and lick this pussy of mine. It's simple, really. If you can keep me coming until daybreak, you live. If you fail, well, you die. Do you think you can do that? Good boy. That's what I like to hear. Now, I want you to watch very closely as I take off my panties. For this is your new point of worship, so long as I desire it. Good, good boy. That's exactly how I want you to look at my pussy. Like you live for nothing else but to please her. Now, come closer. Very good. You listen so well. In a moment, I'm going to take your face in my hand and guide your mouth right where I want it. Don't you dare start until I tell you. Do you understand? Good. Very good. Yes. Move that pretty little mouth of yours right here. Yes. Now keep breathing. I want to feel you inhaling my scent and your warm, hot breath on my pussy. Very good, mortal. Just like that. Now, I'm gonna let go of your face. And when I say you can begin, then I want you to kiss this sweet, wet pussy with those luscious lips of yours. Do you understand? Good. Are you ready? Good, my pet. Begin. That's right. Kiss me like your life depends on it. Yes. Very good. You like the taste, Is that why you're burying your face into my tight little pussy? Oh, yes. Oh, you're doing so good. I'm so happy to see how motivated you've become.
Did I tell you you could use your tongue yet?
No. That's right, no, I didn't. What a naughty boy. You do what I say, and when I say it, you'll do your best to remember my little plaything. That's right. Oh, keep kissing. Oh, very good. Now, take out your cock. That's right. Use your hands to unzip your pants. And let me see what you have to offer. I did not expect to see such a big, thick offering from you. Very well. Don't stop kissing. Now listen very closely. When I say so, when I say so, I want you to use that tongue of yours. I want to feel you licking all around my pussy and clit. And at the same time, you're going to slowly start working your hand on that big cock of yours. Moan for me if you understand. Good boy. Now, let that tongue slip out of your mouth and inside me. Show me if you know how to use it for more than just talking. I knew you had to be good for something. Very nice. Don't you dare move your hand faster on that throbbing cock of yours. I want to see you tease yourself until you're ready to explode. You can do that for me. Right? Good. Very good. You're doing so well. Now push that tongue inside of me deep. Oh yeah. That's right. Look how well you can use that tongue of yours. And they say that women are the wicked ones. Now don't be startled. I'm gonna take my hand and push your face and tongue deep into my dripping, wet pussy. You might feel like you're going to suffocate, but I promise I won't let you. That is, so long as you don't stop. So long as you don't stop thrusting that tongue deep inside at my core. Ready? Here we go. Oh, good boy. Show me what a good little plaything you are. Oh, show me what your life is worth. Yeah. Tongue fuck my wet pussy with that dirty mouth of yours. Don't stop. Good. So good. Don't stop touching your cock. Good. Good. Now breathe. And again. Yeah, baby. Harder and faster. That's right. Move your hand faster on your cock. But don't you dare come. Yeah. Look how hard and throbbing you are. Yeah, I'm mere mortal, but your tongue fucking me like a god. Yeah. Oh, now breathe. And again. Oh, you're so skilled with that pretty little tongue of yours. I am so close. I'm gonna come. Don't you dare stop. I don't care if you need to breathe. Yeah, tongue fuck this pussy. Make me come. Yeah. Almost there. Good boy. Such a good boy. Now breathe. Look how diligent you're working. And look how hard you are. And we've only just begun. What? Don't look at me like that. Did you think I'd let you come just yet? Now. Don't be so greedy. I want to see what those fingers of yours can do first.